Persuasive Writing Language Devices, Part 1. Persuasive writing is writing that aims to convince the reader of an idea or an opinion, and often, to take action. To be persuasive, we must make careful word choices. There are a number of language devices which allow us to be more persuasive. This video series will explain the following language devices. This video, part 1, will look at emotive language, modal verbs, involving the reader, and rhetorical questions. Number 1. Emotive language. Using emotive language means using words that are designed to evoke emotions and make people feel a certain way. If we can make people feel a certain way, we're likely to be able to make them think a certain way, to agree with us. Let's look at an example of a newspaper headline to see the difference emotive language makes. Mob of fans invades pitch. Emotive language has been used to make us feel strongly about the actions of the fans. How do you think the writer of this headline wants us to feel? Positively or negatively? Let's rewrite the headline, removing the emotive language. Football fans run onto pitch. Can you hear the difference, or rather feel the difference? The emotion has been removed. Here's another example of a sentence containing emotive language. A courageous woman escaped shark-infested waters after her boat capsized. And another. The dog was abandoned in a filthy street. Can you spot the emotive language that has been used? In the first sentence, the word courageous works to make us feel sorry for the woman, and infested makes the waters seem very dangerous. In the second, abandoned and filthy are examples of emotive language, used to make the reader feel sorry for the dog. Number 2. Modal verbs. Modality refers to how likely something is to happen. Low modality, not so likely. High modality, very likely. Words like may and might are low modality. Words like will and must are high modality. How does this relate to persuasive writing? Well, by carefully selecting words based on their modality, we can adjust the level of certainty of events to suit our argument. Let's say we're arguing for a set of traffic lights to be installed at what we think is a dangerous intersection. It would be more persuasive for us to tell the reader, "Accidents will continue," rather than "accidents might continue," or "accidents may continue." Number 3. Involving the reader. We should talk to the reader. We can do this using personal pronouns such as you, your, we, our, as well as words like together. Involving the reader creates a connection between the author and the reader. It makes the issue more personal, making it more important to the reader. Here's a letter written trying to persuade the local council to build a library. Here's one sentence from the letter. Our children will miss out on valuable opportunities if a library is not built. As well as the modal verb will, the author used the personal pronoun our. Because of this, the reader makes a connection to their child. They won't want their own child to miss out. Number 4. Rhetorical questions. These are questions that aren't supposed to be answered. They're asked for effect, to illustrate a point, or to make the reader think. Let's go back to the letter in which the writer was arguing that a library should be built. Look at the next line. It reads, "Can we really afford not to build a library?" This is a rhetorical question. The author wants to make a point that the benefits of the library will far outweigh the cost. Sometimes rhetorical questions point out the obvious. For example, don't you want to give our children the best future possible? This is a rhetorical question because the author isn't expecting an answer, because the answer is obvious. Everyone wants children to have the best future possible. In this way, the writer can turn the reader around to agreeing with their argument. Using emotive language and modal verbs, involving the reader, and asking rhetorical questions will help you to be more persuasive. In part 2, we will cover using evidence, repetition, adjectives and adverbs, and alliteration. Hope to see you there. EasyTeaching.net